Okay, good. Was Chedesh El, and we are Kulana Black Gemara. We're up to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in the Gemara. Excuse me. So the last thing we learned was that even though we learned in our Mishnah that if you have there's an opening and there's a breach. A breach is if you have a gap in the fence wider than 10 amos, it's a breach and it ruins the wall. But if you turn it into an opening by framing it and putting a tzuras ha-pesach, it's all right. So according to our version of the Mishnah, even if it's greater than 10 amos, by placing a tzuras ha-pesach, it's all right. However, Rav said you should learn pshat in our Mishnah, the version should be that it's not all right. More than 10 amos, even a tzuras ha-pesach doesn't work. So that's what we're up to the Gemara. And Rabbi Yosef then learned from there if you didn't. We're starting from Rabbi Yosef. We're starting here. Master Rabbi Yudel Chibarav, about 8 lines on the top of the page. We did this, probably started this yesterday, but we'll just continue. It's a middle of the sugya. Masnil Rabbi Yudel Chibarav. Actually, we did all this, didn't we? Till the two dots. Didn't we? So we're actually up to, if I remember correctly now, towards the bottom of the page, about 15 lines in the bottom.
Yes.
Okay. So Rav says that if it's wider than 10 amos, you can never turn it into an opening. It always remains a gap. It always remains a breach, and it ruins the chatzah. Now the Gemara says Rav isn't the only opinion, the only one who believes that. Rav Yechanan also agrees with Rav that if it's wider than 10 amos, the tzuras ha-pesach would not help. How do I know that? Because the Omar Ravin Barav Ada said, there was an incident with a person from a place called Beis Cherosim, out in the fields in Beis Cherosim. Shinoatz, he planted or he placed Dalit Kundesin, 4 posts, Ba'arba Pinas Asada on 4 corners of the field. He then drew a string atop them. He sort of made a tzuras ha-pesach, but it's a lot larger than 10 amos. And he wanted to know whether that's good enough to close that area. And they said, it's all right, le'inyan klaim. As far as klaim is concerned, it's all right. Now, what do you mean as far as klaim? We learned before, you're not allowed to mix different seeds together. And you have to keep a distance of 4 amos. But if you have a fence there, you can bring it right up to the fence. One side of the fence can be one seed, the other side of the fence can be another seed, because it's clear that they're not growing together above the ground. So he said, you know, as far as climate is concerned, this imaginary wall, these tzuras ha-pesachim are good enough, and you can plant now up to this, to where this string is, on both sides, because it's, like, it's considered this is a wall. What about Shabbos? The Amar Eish Lakish, Kederech Shehi Tiru Loi Le'inyan Klaim, just like we permitted it, as far as Klaim is concerned, Kach Hi Tiru Loi Le'inyan Shabbos. As far as Shabbos is concerned, it's good enough. In other words, you have a Tzuras HaPesach, even though it's much wider than the 10 Amos, it's good enough. It's considered a door and it's closed. Rabbi Yochanan says, Le'klayim Hi Tiru Loi. I agree that when it comes to Klaim, it's considered a wall. Or Le'inyan Shabbos Loi Hi Tiru Loi. But as far as Shabbos is concerned, this is not good enough. Now, what's exactly the case over here? Are we talking about a breach? Are we talking about a gap? Is it more than 10 amos, less? But my ask here, what are we talking about? Now, another very important rule when it comes to Edavin, and that is, when you make an Edavin, you make a Tzuras HaPesach, 2 posts and a string, the string must be sitting on top. If it's on the side, let's say an inch below the top of the stick and you put it over there, that's called Min Hatzad. And Abchizah is going to tell us that if you're going to make an Edav, Min Hatzad, it's no good. So by telephone poles, you know, one of the big issues by telephone poles are that the wire, electric poles, the wires are not on top of the post, you know, the vertical post. There's on top of the vertical post, there's a horizontal post, and the wires are straddled across the horizontal post. And that's not really good enough. That's min hatzad, perhaps. And therefore, you need it directly on top of the poles itself. So he's saying over here, Elam and Mitzvah, we're talking about an Eidav that where the string is on the side, and that's the Machlekes, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yechanan. V'Omer Rav Chizda said, Tzuras HaPesach She'osam Min Hatzad. If you make a Tzuras HaPesach and the string is on the side, L'osam L'klum. It's not a valid Tzuras HaPesach. El Al Gabbah, obviously. And we're not aware of anybody arguing with him, so obviously we're talking about a proper Tzuras HaPesach. So why does Reish Lakish say it's valid and Rabbi Yechanan is not valid? What are we talking about? Umay, Elam of essence, 10 Amos or less. Why would anyone hold that it's not valid? Behold, Lemur Rabbi Yechanan b'Shabbos loy. Would Rabbi Yechanan say that over here Shabbos wouldn't work? Why would Rabbi Yechanan say that it wouldn't work Shabbos if it's 10 amos or less? What's the problem? Says the Gemara. Now, we did have an opinion of Yosef who said before that if you have too many doorways, that's also not a valid thing. But we rejected what he said, so therefore it doesn't matter. He compared a chatzah to a mavli, and we said you cannot compare the two. So the Gemara says further, so the chayde can't be talking about less than 10 amas. 10 amas or less. Elalav, we're talking about Yosef Esef. So this is clear cut. It's talking about a normal case of a Terza Pesach. The breach is wider than 10 amas. And Rabbi Shlokas said that's not a breach. That's an opening, and it's a valid chatzah to carry in. And Rabbi Yechon said, no, once it's wider than 10 amas, it's a breach. I don't care if you put a Terza Pesach or not. So we see clearly Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rav. So the Gemara, Elalav, Yosef Esef, no more than 10 amas, and that's the argument. Saying, well, no. No proof. Maybe Rabbi Yechon holds if it's wider than 10 hours, but you make it through the pass, it's good enough. But what's going on here? Lo'olam esem. Talking about 10 hours, like you said before. If it's 10 hours, why would Rabbi Yechon say you can't have it through the Pesach? Because it's talking about a case where you made it min hatzad. And in fact, that itself is machlik is a shlokish Rabbi Yechon. Shlokish holds that a through the Pesach min hatzad is good enough. And that's why he says for Shabbos is good. And Rabbi Yechon says it's not. Uminatzad, Rav Chizdi kom mifgid. That exactly is the argument regarding Rav Chizdi. The Shlokit doesn't agree with Rav Chizdi. He says it's a valid Tzuras HaPesach. And Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rav Chizdi. But when it comes to claim, it doesn't matter if it's Minatzad or not. Because Shabbos is stricter and we have, you know, stricter rules. Says the Gemara, but now I have a problem. So Rami, the Rabbi Yechon. So here in this case, Rabbi Yechon says, claim, we allow something and we're not going to allow it by Shabbos. And Rish Lakish. Here Rish Lakish says, we allow for Klayim, we allow for Shabbos. And we have a problem from elsewhere. First, Rish Lakish. Omer Rish Lakish, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina. Rish Lakish says, the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina, is Rebbe. Peyam. If you have, let's say, a peyam, and Rashi says peyam means that you have, let's say, vines and grapes that you have twisted around that goes from one post to another post, is muteris in your Klayim. Pey is permitted for Klayim. Avaloy the Shabbos. It doesn't work for Shabbos. That's a proper Tzuras HaPesach, and yet Klayim does work in Shabbos, it doesn't. And Rish Lakish before told us, if it works for Klayim, it also works for Shabbos. Contradiction there. So that's going to be an easy answer. You know, before it was his own opinion, here he's saying the name of his Rebbe. But the problem is Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon before who said that just because you can carry for Klayim doesn't qualify it for Shabbos, so it's no good. And here he says, Kimichitzes l'Shabbos. The loy, just like for Shabbos, it doesn't work. Kach mechitzas the klein, the loy. It doesn't work for klein either. It works for neither. Before he said it works for klein and not for Shabbos. Now he says it doesn't work for either. So he's more now explains. I understand why the shlokish had a problem. Hodi day. Before he was talking his own opinions of Shabbos and klein it's functional. And Hodi Rabbi, but name of his Rebbe, only klein works and not for Shabbos. Fine. Rabbi Yechon Kasha, before he said it works for klein and not for Shabbos. Here he says it works for neither. So, and if you want to make a distinction between these cases, Hossam al Gabon, maybe we're talking about over there, it was the proper Tzuras HaPesach, and it was wider than 10 amas. If it's wider than 10 amas, so Klayim it works, but he agrees with Rav, like our initial understanding, that for Shabbos it doesn't work if it's wider than 10 amas. Okay. And Hochen, why over here he says that even for Klayim it doesn't work, is Toma Menatzad. Here the Tzuras HaPesach, there the Tzuras HaPesach properly, the problem is too wide of an area. So therefore for Shabbos, he holds like Rav that it's not an opening, it's a breach. More than 10 amas, you can't fix it up. But when it comes over here and says it's no good for either one, it's talking about Minatzad. It's not a proper Tzuras HaPesach, and even for Klayim it doesn't work. Shop it, then it makes sense. Our initial understanding then would be correct. The Am, you can tell me Edi Minatzad. If you can tell me that what? That both are Minatzad. And, you know, the only possible reason we can think why by Klein it shouldn't work is. Why shouldn't it work by Klein? Must be because it's Minatzad. So if it's Minatzad, so how come previously Rabbi Yechon said it does work, and that's why it doesn't work for Shabbos? No, but you're going to argue with me, you're going to tell me that Shabbos, he does not agree with Rav. He holds if it's wider than 10 amas, you can still have a Tzuras HaPesach. So why did he say previously that you can't, must be talking about it's Minatzad, and he doesn't agree with Rav Chizda? Sorry, it's Minatzad, and therefore for Shabbos doesn't work. So tell me then why previously it worked by Klayim and now it doesn't. What's the difference? Ma'ikil Meimer. Says Yimoro lo oilam idi minatzad. Nope, itaka both minatzad. And that's why in the second place Klayim doesn't work. And the difference is hasam be'eser hacha be'yosem eser. There it was 10 amis and Rabbi Yechon said it doesn't work for Shabbos because he holds a Tzuras HaPesach minatzad. It doesn't work, like Rav Chizda. Oh, by Shabbos doesn't work. over here, it's wider than 10 amos. So therefore, not only by Shabbos it doesn't work, it doesn't even work by klaim. And why? Because it's too big of a gap, and it's not a proper source of Pesach. How do you know when it comes to klaim, the shani lon ben eser liyosemes? When it comes to Shabbos, we know that, you know, 10 amos is an important criteria. It's a landmark. But when it comes to klaim, if it's been a tzad, and it's good enough for klaim, if it's 9 amos, so what's wrong with 20 amos? Where do we find by klaim a distinction whether it was 10 amos wide the gap or not? And you're telling me Rabbi Yechon in the first case holds that's good for klaim because it's less than 10 amos or less, and here it's wider than 10 amos. Why should that make a difference? He says, I'll tell you. Rabbi Yechon says, Lishlokish, loy kachoy and mice. It didn't once happen. Shaholach Rabbi Shua ate Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Rabbi Shua once went to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, Lilmoy Torah to learn Torah. Ava Pisha Boki Behichel's climb, even though Rabbi Shua knew the Hichel's climb backwards and forwards. Nevertheless, he thought he'll ask Rabbi Yechon a question. Umatsa Shayoshi Benu Ilan, as he found himself in the trees, Umatach Zamura Me'il Ilan. And he saw Rabbi Yechon sitting by a tree, and there was a string or a vine that was connected from one tree to the other tree. Looked like he made himself some kind of native. Amalei Rebbe, tell me, Igifanim Kan. I see you have a string here. If there would have been vines over here, can you plant something on the other side? Is this imaginary wall good enough? Maul Zroya Kan. Can you plant over here seeds, or do we say it's an imaginary wall? And Rabbi Yechon said, Amalei Be'eser. If there's gap between the two trees, is 10 amos or less? Even though we're talking about klaim mutter, there's no problem. But if it's wider than 10 amos, even for klaim, it's not considered an imaginary wall. So clearly, even by klaim, there's a difference. So now, what are we talking about? What kind of eid are we talking about? Ilei mal gabon. If it's a proper tzuras of Pesach, not outside, but tzuras of Pesach, you can tell me that if it's wider than 10 amos, when it comes to klaim, you cannot plant on both sides. But Tanya, we learn clearly. If you had over there kanin, if you had over there these reeds that had doikanin, that were, you know, cut down and so on, and you stuck them into the ground, and then you drew a string, you know, of vines across. Afilu b'yosim me'eser. Even if it's larger than 10 amos, mutter. If you did it properly across Tzuras HaPesach, when it comes to klaim, on a proper Tzuras HaPesach with the string is on top of it, it doesn't make a difference how wide the gap is. It's an imaginary wall. You can plant on both sides. And yet, Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri makes a distinction between 10 or greater than 10. Must be talking about min atzad. El alav min atzad. Ukamla is telling him, be'eser mutter. If the Tzuras HaPesach is not done properly, but the string is on the side, if it's 10 amos or less, you're allowed to carry, it's an imaginary wall for klaim. But larger than 10, it's not an imaginary wall. Shmamno, so that's how we explain Rabbi Yechon. So going back to Shabbos, we're talking about over here a klaim, a thing min atzad, and that's why Rabbi Yechon is against Shabbos. But had it been a proper Tzuras HaPesach, Rabbi Yechon agrees that even if it's 20 amos wide, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, it's good enough. Not like Rav, who says that you can't. Because according to Rav, then all of these erevin that we have today are not valid. The Tzuras HaPesach that we have, the telephone poles and all that, was way wider than 10 amos. But we're saying Rabbi Yechon does not agree with the Rav at all, and you have no proof that he does. And you need to prove that he does, rather than we have to prove he doesn't. Gufa, so let's not talk a little bit about this, if he made it so the Pesach on the side, if the string on top is, instead of being on top, is on the side, is no good. That's number one. Number two, he said, another din. That Tzuras HaPesach, Sha'omru, when we say you can make a door frame, Tzricha Shatei Bria has to be pretty solid, Kidei Lahamid Badelas, that you can hold up a door. What kind of door does it have to hold up? Doesn't matter. I feel Delash Akashin. Imagine it be a straw door, which practically weighs nothing. But if that string that you drew across is taut and is strong enough to hold a straw door, that's good enough. I feel Delash Akashin, even a door made out of straw. Omre Shlokish Rabbi Yechon, Royanai, Tzuras HaPesach, Tzricha HaKetzir. That a Tzuras HaPesach has to have a heketzir. What do you mean by heketzir? It's the same word we use by a mezuzah, by a door that opens. It has to have a heketzir. You can tell where the tzir is. What exactly does that mean? Amar Rav Avya, avaksa. It means they have, you know, the doors would have like a pin coming out of the door on top. We have hinges today, but in those days they had like a pin or something sticking out from the door on top, and there's something sticking out from the door on the bottom. And you would have a hole in the lintel on top and a hole on the floor on the bottom, and this door then would go into it and swings back and forth. So it has to have that hole. No, but even though you don't need the door, you have to at least have the heketzir. You have to have that as a possibility or suitable to make a door. Ashkachinu, Rav Acha ben Rav Avi Tamid Rav Ashi, Rav Acha, the son of Avi, once met the Talmidim of Rav Ashi. Omelhu, when he said to them, Oma man midi betzudas haPesach, did your father say anything, did Rav Ashi say anything at all regarding the laws of Tzudas haPesach, anything new, anything novel? Omru leilamelkum, he said nothing. Tana, we learned. Tzudas haPesach, the Tzudas haPesach, Omru, we say, is konam mekan, vekonam mekan. What's the Tzudas haPesach? One stick, a post here, and then mekan al gabein, you put a reed or a string on top of that, as we said before. Now the question is, tzrichin liga or ain't tzrichin liga? Do you need that string to actually sit and rest on top of these two posts? Or you can have a string much higher, or a rod much higher, and then the post, as long as the posts are 10 tefachim high, and they're directly under the string, then we have this imaginary good asig that we say that, that we imagine that the post goes all the way up to the string. Rav Nachman says, ain't tzrichin liga. Doesn't have to physically touch it. And Rabbi Sheish says, you do have to physically touch it. Also Rab Nachman went ahead. Remember Rab Nachman, the son-in-law of the head of the Golus of Babel. But Ovad Uvde Beit Esh Gulusa B'Shvaiti, he once did in the house of Esh Gulusa, exactly the way he followed that, north of the string on top, was not in contact with the two posts. Omle Rab Sheish L'Shamesh, Rab Sheish said to his Gabbai, Rav Goda, his Gabbai was called Rav Goda, Zil go, Shloif, pull out those posts, and Shadina, throw them away. In other words, he was a pretty kanoid of Sheshes. He doesn't agree with my Eidiv, throw it away so they have no Eidiv. I don't want them carrying. Ozel, he was a good, obedient Shamish. Ozel, he went, Shalaf, he pulled the pegs out, and Shadinu, he threw them away. So here you have the concept of people, if they don't agree with the Eidiv of a city, they go and destroy the Eidiv. Right here, Sheshes did exactly the same thing. He decided to demolish the Eidiv. And I guess his reasoning was, Rav Nachman is a son-in-law of the Reish Galusa, and therefore he's trying to help his father-in-law out, and he's a bit blindsided by that, and therefore he cannot really give a proper judgment. Maybe that was his cheshbon. Ashkechu de Reish Galusa, so the people in Reish Galusa, they caught Rav Goda red-handed, and Chavshu, they arrested him. They had the great powers. Ozali went, Rav Sheshes went, and Kom Ababa, he stood by the doorway, by the entrance, Amalei, he made an announcement, Goda Puk, Goda, go, ta, and come here. Nothing was, he walked out of jail, wherever he was imprisoned, and he came. So obviously when they heard of Sheshes was his teacher, and I guess he was following the bidding of Sheshes, they let him go. Sheshes maintained his opinion. Ashkred Rav Sheshes le Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes then after the story met Rabba Bar Shmuel. Amalei, Tony Ma'am, meet him to the Pesach, you learn anything in regards to the Pesach? Yeah. Tanina, we learned, Kippah. We had this, we'll have this in the Gemara Sukkah, as well as in other places as well. So we looked at a kippah. Let's say have an arch. Now we know that in order, a mezuzah is only placed on a door. But what's the definition of a door? An entrance of a door is you have to have two posts and a lintel on top. And there has to be at least 10 tefachim high. And there has to be a space of 4 tefachim from the bottom for the first 10 tefachim so people can actually pass through. What if you have an arch? The meyer is mechayiv mezuzah. Said that an arch where you also chayiv in a mezuzah, and we'll see what we're talking about here. And chachamim poitin, the chachamim say you pot in mezuzah, the shavin, but they all agree. She'im yesh biragle, if the first 10 tefachim of the arch is asara, go straight for 10 tefachim before it turns into an arch. In other words, the wall itself is 10 tefachim high. And there's a space of 4 tefachim between chayev. Everyone agrees that you are chayev because it's 10 high, and there's a space of 4. That's a doorway. And then even though after above that everything is so sealed, doesn't matter. You still have a proper door here. And now, so you see from here. But what happens? And if then it continues traveling up, and then you have an arch. So the lintel is way higher than. So the only part of the door that the rabbanon agree is a proper door is the first 10 tefachim, and then the arch narrows the space. Nevertheless, it's considered rabbanon agree it's considered a roof, and you can put a mezuzah. So l'chayde, but the roof, the lintel is not sitting on top of the walls. The walls end by the 10 tefachim mark because then it starts narrowing to less than 4 tefachim, and yet everyone agrees you put a mezuzah. Doesn't that prove that Sheshes is wrong and you don't need that the top, the part on top or the lintel by the doorway to be resting on the actual frame and the actual kosher side posts? And then furthermore, Amr Abayabai says, Hakol Moedim, everyone agree, let me explain the machlekes further, I'll delineate, Im Gevoy Asad, if it's 10 tefachim high, the Ein Biragle Shleisha, that if, let's say, it's 10 tefachim high, and it doesn't have 3 tefachim, you know, the first 3 tefachim doesn't have 4 tefachim wide, then everyone agrees you don't have a door here. Let's say the first three tfachim you have four tfachim and but it's not ten tfachim high, don't talk about. Keep pligi, our argument here is as follows. That the first three tfachim of the doorway, you definitely have four tfachim wide. Otherwise it's considered like the ground, you have nothing. So you have four tfachim wide. And then you have the rest is wall, but there's plenty of space in that wall, in other words, and it starts narrowing to less than four tfachim, but potentially you could have carved out from that wall, because it's a wall of the house, you could have carved out some of that wall and made space of four tfachim. You could have done that. It's a potential. We imagine you carved it out, and therefore you have 10 tfachim high side posts and 4 tfachim, potential 4 tfachim wide, if you chay mezuzah. But hold that you do not imagine you carve it out. So, but what we see from all of this, is that the lintel does not have to sit on top of the walls. Amalei, Rav Sheshi heard this, Rav Sheshi has been discredited. Rav Sheshi is then to defend himself, said to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, "Imishkachas lo, if you meet Rav Nachman or you meet anybody from the family of the Reish Galusa, do me a favor. Don't mention a word about this brayser. Maham masnita the keeper from this brayser, because then they'll know that I'm wrong, and who knows, they might rearrest Rav Goda or punish me as well." Interesting story. Okay, Mishnah Hechshe Mavoi. So how do we make a Mavi kosher? Beishamai says lechi v'koyda, three sides. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll talk about a cul-de-sac here. So you need in the front, he holds, it's not enough to have a post, not enough to have a beam, you need both. That's the requirement. You have a choice, like we learned until now. Either a lechi or a beam. But Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you don't need a beam, but you have to have two lechi. Two posts on both ends. One student said, they're not arguing regarding a mavi, a street. If the street is less than four amis in depth, then all you need is a lechi or a keira. Everyone agrees a lechi or a keira will suffice. When do they argue? If it's deeper than four amis and goes up to ten amis. Beishamai says lechi v'keira. Then you need a lechi and a keira. So we're talking about if it's narrower than four amis, everyone says all you need is a lechi or a keira. And if it's wider than four amis, but up to 10 amis, then you can remember, a lechi or keira doesn't work if it's wider than 10 amis. But if it's more than that, we had learned before, you have to put a board there and to make it the entrance less than 10 amis. But if it's between four amis and 10 amis, the width of the entrance to the mavi, Beishamai says you need both lechi and a keira, and Beisil says either lechi or keira. Amar Rabbi Kiva says, alze v'alze nechku. Rabbi Kiva says, they argue that whether it's more than four amas, whether it's less than four amas, Beishamai says you need a lechi and a keira. Says the Gemara, first of all, the Gemara right now thinks we're talking about an open-ended street. And remember, we had before in the Gemara, like Tanakama and Chananya, the Tanakama says you need lechi on one end, it's Rosbech on the other end. Chananya said Beishamai holds you need doors, and Beisil says you need one door, and a lechi. So here it seems all you need is a lechi and a keira. The complete disagrees with Chananya. Command the lechi Chananya, lechi Tanakama. Omer Abiyuda, you misunderstood. We're not talking about an open-ended mavi. Hachakamer hechshe mavi sasim. We're talking about a cul-de-sac, a closed mavi. You have three sides, and now you have a fourth side. Beishamai says you need a lechi v'keira for the fourth side. You need two. You need a stronger kind of a mechitza. The Beisil says oy lechi oy keira, one or the other. Beishamai, I mean, you need both lechi and a keira. Sounds like you need like a proper wall for the fourth side. Lememreth, why we need a proper wall? If three walls are mahatayda, so drabonon is sort of more of a reminder. So why isn't sufficient? Must be Beishamai holds that mahatayda, you need four walls to be considered shusayachid. Lememreth, the kosavre Beishamai, arba mechitza deraisa, you need four walls to be mahatayda. Take more learning now. Mahatayda, Beishamai agrees, three walls makes a shusayachid, but he holds it's only a shusayachid. To be stringent, that means if he carried from Shusharabim to there, Mahatayda, he committed a sin. But Midrabbanan, you still cannot carry there until you close off the fourth wall. And therefore, Midrabbanan, you need a fourth wall, so you need a lechi and a keira. Loi lizreik mishalosh mechayiv. If you throw a ball in there, you're chayiv even three walls, Mahatayda, because you did the wrong thing. But letautl, if you want to have the leniency of being able to carry there, ad ikaba, you need a fourth wall, and that's why you need a lechi and a keira. And let's understand Basil. Basil says, oi lechi, oi keira. Beisil says you have a choice, either a lechi or a keira. That means he's very lenient. That means lema, let us say, because obviously he'll show the raisa. He holds that three walls are sufficient, not toida, and therefore the fourth wall is only rabbana, and that's why it's so lenient. Lo, no. Lizraig mishtaim. Mahatoira, two walls, is already considered as a yachid. And if you throw something there, it will be machmer and treated as if you commit a sin in the toida. Letalkal adika shalosh. But to carry, you need three walls to carry. And the fourth one, all you need is a reminder. And that's why a koida or a lechi is good enough. Says when Rabbi Elazar comes along, he says you need two posts. What's the idea there? Is he adding? He's saying that I agree with Shammai. You need. I'm stricting everybody. I agree with Shammai. You need a beam and a post, but I only need two posts. Is that what he's saying? Or he's saying I agree with Hill. You don't need a beam. A post is sufficient, but you need two posts on both sides. Tashma coming here. Ma'i said Rabbi Elazar shehalach eitz Rabbi Yosi ben Preda. Rabbi Elazar once went to Rabbi Yosi ben Preda, Talmida, his student. Le'ovlin, to a place called Ovlin, umatza, and he found his student, she'yoshe b'mavi she'ein le'ele lechi echad. He found the student sitting there in a mavi that only had one post on Shabbos. Amalei b'ni, he said to his student, my son, asa lechi echad, you gotta make, asay lechi echad, you gotta make over there another lechi. Amalei, he said to him, v'chi l'soismai anitzarech, what, you want me to close off the whole fourth side? Amalei yistim, yes, what's wrong with having another lechi there? Close up, you saw him close it, and umabaka, who cares? So we see that he holds, you need two posts, not a post and everything else. Omar Rab Shimgul, the Brisa Katina, Shimgul says, Lainechu Bisham Bissalam Mavoy, Bisham Bissal, not arguing regarding a Mavoy street, Shu Pachas Maba Amis, if it's narrower than four Amish, Ainu Tzorakum. In fact, they hold you don't need nothing. Rabbi Kiva said that they argue even if it's less than 4 amos wide. He said, no, if it's less than 4 amos wide, everyone agrees you don't even need a reminder at all. Al-Manechgu, what are they arguing about? Al-Rochev ma'ba'avis, if it's more than 4 amos. The ad esse, and no longer more than 10, because once it's 10, you can't do that either. Beshame, I mean, you need lechen keder. So let me lechen keder. K'toni mias, now let's go back to the original question. What did Rabbi Yosi use the words? He said to his student, I want you to have another lechi, and the student said, well, you want me to seal off the street? And Rabbi Yosi said, so what? He said, v'chila soismai anitzorich, I have to seal off the street? Now, why, if you have a post on both ends, is a student treating it as if it's sealing off? Sounds like, on the contrary, not like we said before, sounds like you need two posts and a koida. So that, you know, you have a really strong wall here. Imaginary wall. Iyamri b'shleim lechi and v'koida, two posts and a beam, shemach yomar. That's why the student said, v'chila soismai anitzorich, he's trying to make it as if, you know, an imaginary wall completely over here, that you're using the top and the sides. You know, what do you need all three for? Makes sense what the student was, the comment of the student. If you're going to tell me we're talking about two posts but no beam, then mindless soisme. Why would the student even call it sealing off the street? Says, I don't know. It's not a problem. What the student meant, he was just talking, right? This is what the student said. He didn't mean completely sealing off the street. He meant, you want me to put a lechi on both sides as if I'm completely closing off the street with my two lechis? So you have no proof from this story either way. They don't argue if the street, the entrance to this street is narrower than 4 amos, that you don't need anything. Let me ask a question. We learned Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Omar Tamid Echad, a student said the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Lifnei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel one who said that if it's narrower than 4 amos, there's no argument. And what do you mean no argument? That Rabbi Shmuel said that you need either a lechi keder, that even narrower than 4 amos, you need something. And I mean, the Bishamai no longer insists you need both, but definitely the both hold you need something. They're only arguing if it's greater than 4 amos. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, they're arguing in both. And now you're telling me, Rav Shmuel is saying they're not arguing at all? Oh, but Rabashi, hachi kamar. No, you misunderstood. What he meant was, einu tzarich, when he said you don't need, einu tzarich lechi v'koyre ki Bishamai. What he meant was, you don't need a lechi and a koyre like Bishamai. So what Rav Shimon Gamil did not mean that less than 4 amos need nothing. What he meant was that they're no longer arguing. You don't need the two requirements of a lechi and a koyde like Bishamai insists, or of a lechi and kerabelezer, or the two lechi like kerabelezer. Ella, everyone will agree that less than narrower than 4 amos of an entrance, oy lechi, oy koyde kebesil. Everyone agrees. The kama, and how narrow should it be? Omer av achle v'temichil adaba. As long as it's 4 tefachim wide, you need either a lechi or you need a koyde. But If it's less than that, you don't need anything. Now, the Ritva Rebbe, another Shem, asked if it's less than four tvachim, it's a makam tur. Of course, you don't need anything. You're allowed to carry there with nothing. You're allowed to carry it into the street. So obviously, he's talking about the entrance is less than four tvachim, but then the street widens. So the area itself is not a makam tur. But if the entrance is less than four tvachim, you don't even need a lechi. You don't need a lechi. I'll just go a few more lines. That's all right. Amar Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Yibarab. Amar Rav. Moedim chachamim l'rabba leza. Excuse me. He said he made this comment. The chachamim amoided to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says that you need two lechim to enable you to carry a mavi. So the chachamim amoided to Rabbi Lezer when it comes to a chatzah, when it comes to pesi chatzah, when it comes to a chatzah. If you have an opening in the chatzah and you want to to be able to carry in your chatzah, you need it to be flanked on both sides by a pesi. A pesi is more than just a post, but I mean, usually a pesi in the ked is anything, but a pesi. You need two lechim, basically, in a chatzah. So it sounds like the chama made it to Rabbi. You say by a mavi you need two lechim. We don't agree. But when it comes to chatzah, we believe that you need two lechim. Okay, and we're talking about a chatzah that's open to an area that you're not allowed to carry, so you have to be able to make an eidah within that chatzah. So you have to make sure you have a wall there. Rabbi Nachman says the halacha is k'rabbi Lezer v'pesi chatzah. Same idea. Rabbi Nachman says when it comes to a chatzah and you have an opening, you have to have a partition, a wall on both sides of that opening in order to be able to carry in that chatzah. So instead of saying chama moide, he's just saying that halacha. Am Rabbi Nachman mitzchem man moidim. Who is? He said over here that they are moide. Who is his moidim? Rebbe. So he says that what? That when Rabbi Yirmiya said that they are moide, he meant Rebbe. We said before that Rebbe holds, Rebbe agrees that you need a pesi on both sides. Says the Gemara, but on the other hand, when you said halacha, you're saying the halacha is, when you say halacha, it sounds like you're saying they're still arguing. That was the first guy said that Rabbi Yemiya said that the chacham made Rabbi Lezer. So who's that chacham that's made it? That's Rebbe. Rebbe, when it comes to chatzah, agrees with Rabbi Lezer that you need two posts. Rabbi Nachman said that the halach is like Rabbi Lezer. That means, no, somebody is arguing with Rabbi Lezer, even by chatzah, that you don't need two sides of the opening. But the halach is like Rabbi Lezer. So who is the one who's still arguing? Man, Meidin Rebbe. Halacha miklal de pligi. Man, polgul Rabbanon. Who is this Rabbanon that argued? The time we learned. Chatzah niteres bepas echad. We learned that a chatzah is permitted with one post. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says b'shnei pasi. Rebbe says you need two posts. You know, you have to straddle the doorway with two sides of the partition. So the chachamim who argue with Rebbe are the ones who argue that even by a chatzah you don't need two posts. Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.